are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and VistaCare. And joining me this morning from the South Dakota Discovery Center, we have Ann Lewis. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here.
It's good to be here.
The one day, I think, this week that's going to be somewhat nice.
Yeah, well, I'm glad I got up early so I can enjoy more of it. So,
yes, it is a beautiful one to start the day. This month, I hear, is Citizen Science Month. What does that mean?
Citizen Science Month, yes. Well, it's a month for different organizations that are involved in citizen science to elevate and discuss and amplify and get more people aware of and involved in citizen science. And citizen science is a really broad, encompassing term. It basically means people who do not have PhDs or MSs being involved in some way in scientific research. It runs the gamut from where you are basically a volunteer field technician for a project to all the way to you are curious about something and so you go out and observe it and then report back to a platform or, you know, someplace, something on the internet. So it's really what you want to do and want to be involved in. There are all kinds of topics. There are all kinds of subject matter, you know, there's Squirrel Watch, you know, Project Squirrel, where you could go out and watch squirrels. But we at the Discovery Center, we have three projects that we are really focused on for this spring. It's Globe Observer Land Cover. And so if you're a hiker, go out and take some pictures facing north, south, east, west, up and down, and those get uploaded and compared to satellite images. That's a NASA project. There's Debris Tracker, and this one fits well for April, you know, Earth Month, Earth Day, where as you're out picking up trash, you can categorize it. There's an app you can download and you can categorize it. And then there's the one we're going to talk about today, the City Nature Challenge. And we're pretty excited about this one at the South Dakota Discovery Center.
Yeah, this is going to cover up here in Fort Pierre, of course, right, but also the surrounding area, you said.
Right. And so the City Nature Challenge is it's an international effort. And so between April 29th through May 2nd, anybody who can go out and make an observation using the iNaturalist app. And if you make it in that time frame in Hughes, Stanley, Jones, Lyman, and Sully counties, it gets added to our City Nature Project. So it started out as sort of a friendly competition between two museums in California, and word got out, and it grew and it grew and it grew. And so the challenge aspect has kind of been lost, especially with COVID, because, you know, there was like convenings and that had to change. Mm-hmm. But there's still the idea that get out there and start looking at nature. And so I want to sort of keep a challenge aspect of it. So I am challenging our community to go out and make 250 observations in those areas that I mentioned, those counties, Pierre, Fort Pierre, and the surrounding counties, but during that weekend.
So what types of things are you encouraging people to go out and find?
Oh, that's a great question. Anything that's wild and natural. And so, and this is actually a tricky question. When I work with kids, they're, and it's not just kids, they're kind of confused about what is wild and natural. It's not just anything outside. Mm-hmm. I call it the four P's and the two L's: people, pets, potted plants, landscaping, and livestock. Those are not wild and natural. But if it's not any of those things, it's a pretty good bet that it's wild or natural, not captive or cultivated. So take a picture and then upload it, and it will be part of our City Nature Challenge.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So again, that app that you were talking about, what was that called?
iNaturalist. iNaturalist.org. You can go to the website. It'll send you to your App Store, iOS or Android. You can download it. It's pretty intuitive. There are all kinds of different tutorials online. If you're really flummoxed, call us at the Discovery Center. We'll be more than happy to work with you on it. The big hiccup is that someone has not allowed their location settings to be seen by the app. And that's usually the biggest problem.
Right. And that's kind of important because when you're taking those pictures, they want to know where you're at.
Right. And this this app is, this information is really important because every observation is geolocated. And this is actually used by researchers around the world. If you take a really good observation and it gets the identification gets verified by two or more people, it goes into something called GBIF, the Global Biodiversity Index Facility. And there it is research grade data, and it's used by biodiversity scientists all over the world.
So who knows what your pictures could lead to? That's kind of neat.
Yeah, we use it for internally for teachers. So it will show them how to use the data to teach food webs, or, you know, as they call it, middle school trophic levels. So your data really does have use from people here, right here in Pierre and Hughes and Stanley counties, all the way to across the world.
That is very cool. So again, if people are interested in being part of this and they have some questions, I'm sure they could stop by, give you a call, and you can help them out.
Yes, absolutely. Feel free to reach out to us through our social media, our website, or just give us a call at 224-8295.
Fantastic. Well, some interesting things coming up, and I encourage folks to follow along with a website on Facebook, like you said, and take part in all the fun activities coming up.
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for stopping in, Ann.
You bet.
Enjoy this beautiful Monday.
Thank you. You too.
And this Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood was brought to you by Mae Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and VistaCare.